The state found harmful PFAS in the treated drinking water at 10 Indiana utilities in its first round of testing. Exposure to these chemicals has been linked to certain cancers, problems with the immune system, and developmental issues in children. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, while none of the utilities had PFAS above federal health advisory level, there's still cause for concern.
Because all of the utilities had PFAS below the federal health advisory level, the state isn't requiring them to take action right now. But the Environmental Protection Agency is expected to set limits for how much PFAS are allowed in drinking water soon. Indiana University professor Lisa Camandoula studies the health effects of PFAS and also sits on the EPA's Science Advisory Board for the chemicals. She says those limits could end up being a lot lower than the advisory level.
So other states are being a little bit more aggressive in how they're attacking this problem because they do understand that there are health effects, adverse health consequences from exposure to these chemicals at very low levels.
Most of the utilities that had PFAS in their water were in southern and central Indiana, like Tennyson Water Utility in Warwick County and Danville Water Works in Hendricks County. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The state will test larger utilities next year. Camandoulis says people with private drinking water wells should get them tested for PFAS.